Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Litwits, halfwits, dimwits.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Any thug can kill. I want you to take your ego out of the equation.
Thug life.
Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Oh, hell yeah. They got robbers, thugs, drug dealers. Right, you name it.
You think you got any thug in you?
No, you're absolutely right. Structurally,
it's not
it
right.
Fucking needs that one more Spurs. It's unresolved. It's like leaving the last chord off of a progression where you're like, okay, we're fucking finish it, please. Spur.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Me llamo Clarkson.
Me llamo Jaime. Esto es Los Film Thugs.
We're discussing the song I discovered last week, Spurs, Go.
The single most San Antonio thing.
Ever.
That has go ever occurred.
If you want the full song, you can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I deconstructed it further, so I've split it out to many parts.
Uh-huh.
The intro.
Hijo, number 5.
I love that.
For I am the mayor of Albuquerque.
And there's a part after that where he says this.
Spurs, 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 Spurs.
And that's it.
You fucking need one more.
Just one more Spurs.
I was saying it actually doesn't just need one more Spurs. It needs a Spurs.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's desperate. It's desperately in need of that. But no, of course, we don't fucking get it.
Nope.
Idiot. I've got a whole bunch of shit that I've made notes of for this, but more important than anything, I got quoted in the newspaper, the school newspaper for the first time ever. I got 2 quotes and they might be the best quotes ever from a high school newspaper. They do this thing every year called Mr. Cougar, where it's a beauty contest where guys dress up like girls and stuff. And it's done to raise money. It's very funny. It's very funny. But, I got a block quote, which, if you will read out loud.
This is the thing of my nightmares, James Dirks.
And the other one is, I've never seen someone with so much internal conflict using a hula hoop.
Now that's good. That's your, if dickwad riffs could fly, this album would be an airport.
Mm-hmm.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Boy, I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
All right. So I've got a bunch of news things to discuss. But before anything else, there's one I want to talk about. Because Tom Cruise is being dragged through. Well, not dragged through. Tom Cruise has been getting a hard time for some comment he made about making a movie being as hard as being. He did not say that at all. And if you listen to the transcript, you listen to the recording or any of that, it is quite clear that it's his lawyer trying to make it sound hard.
Right.
So it's sort of like being in the military. And Tom's like, "Good, no.
Not at all.
Not at all." Then fucking Mark Wahlberg comes in and makes the statement, you know, "Oh, it's bullshit, they do this," which I'd take more seriously if it wasn't Mark, then in quotes, "I could have stopped 9/11 Wahlberg." If you remember the statements he made after that, "Oh, somebody's going up the plane, you can do..." No, you fucking wouldn't have. No.
Hush.
No. Go to bed. You go lay down. So I found a handful of things. I now have some respect for oh, actually, you know who Sufjan Stevens is?
I do not.
Okay, he's this singer-songwriter guy.
Okay.
He wrote a letter, an open letter to Miley Cyrus about her most recent song, and I think you'll fucking love it.
All right.
One particular line causes concern. "I've been laying in this bed all night long. Miley, technically speaking, you've been lying, not laying, an irregular verb form that should only be used when there's an object, i.e., I've been laying my tired body on this bed all night long. Whatever. I'm not the best lyricist, but you know what I mean. Hashtag get it right next time. But don't worry. Even Faulkner messed up. We all make mistakes. And surely this wasn't your worst misdemeanor. But also, Miley, did you know the past tense here is also totally wrong? Surely you've heard of the present perfect continuous tense. I have been lying in this bed all night long. It's fucking brilliant. That makes me happy. Also, I've gained respect. Because grammar, language in general, is fucking dead now.
Yeah.
The minute that the OED, Oxford English Dictionary Online, expanded the definition of the word literally to include figuratively.
They sure did.
Fucking, it's dead. We're done for.
Did they accept twerk, or did they...
Selfie
beat that's twerk. The one.
Selfie beat twerk out. So, yes.
It's true, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's that.
There was a story that I read once before about this girl who had eaten nothing but chicken McNuggets her whole life because her parents are dreadful.
Well, yeah.
Or it's like all she wanted to eat. She was hospitalized.
Yes.
And her parents are like, well, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
Explorers.
They're actually in England.
Doesn't matter.
I know. Yeah, honestly, if I get a 20-pack of McNuggets, I'm done with McNuggets at about McNugget 12. I'm like, yeah. I don't know if I want to. My piss is going to smell like this for a week now. Like, I feel like Jim Gaffigan. My back hurts. Did I rub those on my face?
Yeah. And they seem to be giving them away now.
Oh, yeah.
50 packs. And I'm just waiting for the 100 pack. That's the one.
That would be the money. That would be a show. That's going to be a distraction therapy to see if we can finish 100 pack of nuggets.
Yeah.
Give me a couple beers and it's done.
Yeah.
And a deli tray and it's on.
Yes.
I also have found a game that we have to use for for an episode of distraction therapy. It's called Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Okay. What it is? There's a shitload. There are white cards and black cards. The white cards just have a statement of weird things. It could be anything from me to fishing, to fisting, to...
What now?
Yes, making the penises kiss.
Oh.
To, you know, a windmill made out of corpses.
Is this a game you wrote up last night?
If only. Oh, no. But the other ones are cards that have, like, the blind date wasn't going well until we both discovered our love of... And then what happens is, like, I'll ask the first one. Everyone else puts their card down face down.
Okay.
I pick them up, read the answers out loud. Whichever one I like the most gets that card. Then it goes to the next person, and I play, and whoever they like most gets the card. Whoever has 10 of those wins.
Okay.
It'll be fun to play, except I have the... If it was you, me, Hope, and Nicole, I have the most insane advantage in that one. Because I know Nicole, I know you,
yeah.
I know Hope. Everyone else has a deficiency in there. Like, you and me, I can look at it and be like, this is going to make Clarkson laugh the hardest.
Right.
This is going to win this. It's why you and I should play fucking Password sometime. Because it's like... Eurotrash, Julian Sands. just fucking throwing out weird shit that doesn't make sense, you know?
That's pretty much my brain.
If I were to say, seventh heaven, your first thought is?
Yeah, hooking someone in the face while fucking behind.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. What do you people at home think?
Yeah, seriously. What's wrong with you?
No. Wow, you're angry.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, sorry about that.
Hijo, number five...
It is the most fun. It is an absolute blast. I think it'd be a fun game to throw in on this. Imminently replayable. I forget what it was. There was some comment about a person releasing a CD, and someone wrote,
Earth is a CD.
I'll make sure I pick that up next time I'm at the car wash. And so that is now anytime there's a movie or something like that I don't give a shit about, it's like, oh, did you hear they're going to make a sequel to whatever? Oh, yeah, I'll be sure to pick that up next time I'm at the car wash.
You notice the Valeros and the Circle K's are selling movies.
Yeah.
Full-on DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For $28 or some exorbitant.
I haven't seen that. I've only seen where they're selling, like, the old rental ones.
Don't you? I just kind of want to buy one.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Just like, I'll have this Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Right here. I bought this.
Yeah.
At the Valero
at the fucking
corner
gas station.
Store.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, everyone's... When we drove out to L.A., I bought a couple of comedy CDs at truck stops just because it was like, what the fuck
that
else?
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, like, fucking movie?
Movie? I'm just going to buy this.
No.
Right here.
I need this right now. I need this right... I also now have an incredible amount of respect. Not incredible, but I like Wayne Brady now more than I did before. I always liked Wayne Brady. There's nothing wrong with him. Bill Maher once made a statement that Obama needs to be more like Suge Knight than like Wayne Brady. And here is Wayne Brady's response to it. So that means it's a diss to Obama to be called me because he wants a brother, or what he perceives. Just because you fuck black hookers, just because you have that particular black experience. Now, I'm not saying I'm Billy Badass, but if Bill Maher has his perception of what's black wrapped up, I would gladly slap the shit out of Bill Maher in the middle of the street, and then I want to see what Bill Maher would do. To be clear, Wayne Brady called Bill Maher out.
Do it, Bill. Do it for charity.
Fucking great.
It feels like a third cock.
It sure does.
I just wanted to hit you with that one to see how you... Yeah.
That is excellent.
That was one of the best played Yeah.
God, I want that to happen so bad.
Meat drapes. It feels like a third cock. Are you lampooning me, meat drapes?
I am.
It's fantastic.
Boom, I go shit house out of...
That would be... magic.
It would.
Magic.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling Brady'd take him apart because Bill would be too busy going.
The UFC FC, Ultimate Celebrity Fighting Championships, patent pending.
It's a real world version of Celebrity Deathmatch. Yes. They did a thing for a while where it was celebrity boxing, but it was like, no, you know, fucking.
I don't want that.
It was, they had, you think it was Manute Bol boxing. I think it was Spud Webb or something like that. It was hilarious.
No. It needs to be old school UFC rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much fight till someone almost dies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Where it would be like that one where that dude got his balls pounded off of him?
Yes.
That was fucking amazing.
Who is my lead commentary on this, you might ask?
Mm-hmm.
Danny Bonaduce.
Oh, nice.
Who's looking out for you, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah. You and I talking through it, him as color commentary just every once in a while.
Yeah.
They hate him. Okay, thank you, Danny.
It's wonderful.
If there are men.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, mama.
Speaking of badassery, have you seen the Van Damme ad?
Oh, yes.
Holy shit, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Have you seen Channing Tatum?
What smells? That what smells is the greatest fucking line.
It's, you can kind of suspend the weirdness of it all until the Inya hits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, full on hits. And then it kind of takes you to another dimension.
Yeah. It's
cool.
Indescribable. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Everyone's like, how'd they do that? It's like, it's a single fucking shot. The way that was filmed, they, and what they're claiming with it, in order not to be violating laws, they might have had a safety harness on him. Other than that, they can't, the fact that they said this was a demonstration of, they can't say that if they didn't actually fucking do the thing, so.
Hey, either way, yeah, it's cool.
That.
I just like seeing him working.
Was fucking rad. Yeah, same here. Monty Python reunion.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I don't know what I think of it. I'm not entirely in favor of it. I'm not wholeheartedly opposed to it, but it's like,
I don't.
They don't have that same. They don't have that same shit they had before. I mean, I remember the last time they got together and did something. It was Meaning of Life.
I don't want to. I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah,
it's like, I love Black Flag. Do I want to see it again? Not really.
A fucking surf shop owner in.
I like the Misfits.
Yeah.
Do I want to see? I really don't want to see that.
No, you really, really don't.
I don't know if I want to see Glenn in his kitty cat gloves singing Hollywood Babylon. I don't think I want to see that.
I'd like to digress from my prepared remarks to discuss how I invented the turley.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I'm entirely
Walk Among Us should not it. Come with a mesh shirt.
No.
So.
Hijo, number five.
Some would disagree with me.
Yes.
Some would disagree with me vehemently.
And you love dead, motherfucker.
There's one now.
To the keep on the dead. Infamous. Bacho.
I need to isolate the end.
chicken sandwich, Carl!
That's all I hear. Woo, that. That's
fuck
all...
you, motherfucker.
Woo!
Woo! It. That is the fucking...
God, that is every fucking
That is
concert.
The Patronus of every metalhead. That's him, man. That's your spirit animal.
Oh,
God.
Oh, well...
That is it.
That is every goddamn concert I went to until I moved out of San Antonio.
Absolutely.
Everything. Wow.
Even oh. Candlebox. I didn't go see Candlebox.
You did? Oh.
No, I didn't.
So here's the thing. The funniest moment I had at a concert, I went and saw Eric Clapton, mm-hmm. which at the time...
Was he there?
Yes, he was. He was behind me. I don't know. You know my love of Clapton, especially sure. at that time period. There was this fucking broad behind us who was like, "Wah!" the whole time. At some point, I think my sister was like, "Could you mind not screaming?" She's like, "Fuck you. This ain't the fucking symphony. It's a motherfucking Eric Clapton concert. I do whatever the fuck I want." But we're sitting far enough back, and I just said, that was the woman next to us who asked mm-hmm. that, and she goes off on this whole, "Motherfucking fuck you." So I stood up.
Shut up.
I stood up. That's it. I stood up for the rest of the concert. And the girl's like, "Excuse me." And she was standing and I was blocking her view.
Yes, Jim,
you're
tall.
Yeah, she was like, "Excuse me, would you mind moving?" I said, "Bitch, this ain't the motherfucking symphony. It's a motherfucking Eric Clapton nice. Concert." And then I turned back around. Oh, my lord.
Stupid assholes.
People are dumb. Also... Nah, fuck it. I'll save those for another time because they're not that interesting.
People want to know.
Yes.
Barbaric.
I love guacamole.
Yeah. So we decided to finally tackle this chick flick thing.
Somehow.
And I realized something. Chick flicks are awful. They not in the way you think. Not the way you think. They are the single most selfish definition of love that has ever existed on this planet. They're bad for relationship. Basically, it's your relationship is nothing but the honeymoon period. That's all it is. That's fucking all it is. Essentially, love is like a fucking toy that you got for Christmas. And essentially,
sometimes you had to run through an airport to get that toy.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like there's never anything practical. Essentially, it is... You can be the most selfish asshole on the planet. Doesn't matter if you are dating someone. Doesn't matter if someone else is dating someone.
No.
As long as you are following your heart. And actually, I have more. I have very few films listed, mm-hmm. but I've got a bunch of just notes.
Well, is surviving.
Yeah, chick how do you
flicks.
Survive?
I have a list of chick flicks. So uh-huh. We can talk about and around. Right. But this is about how do you get through these things.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Now, I've got something here that's phenomenal. It is the last six pages of a script that was written called $3,000.
Okay.
It later became Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Here is how Pretty Woman ends. Okay, I'm going to read it. It starts out interior Mercedes day. As Edward drives the car down Wilshire, Vivian is nervously smoking a cigarette. The fur coat is on her lap. They cut this whole storyline about her being a drug addict from this.
That's a downer.
Yeah, it's a downer. How long do you think it'll take to get from Beverly Hills to Hollywood? I don't know for sure. 10 minutes or something? An hour to get to the airport? I don't know why I always cut these things so close. He slows down and has him stop the car. Let me just run in and get rid of this, taking the fur off of her lap. He goes in, comes back. What's the matter? Nothing. All right, it's done. Well, now, what's the matter? Jesus, what is it? You can tell me. Why are you upset? Damn it. I don't even know how to get back to Hollywood. Just go straight. What happened to you? I mean, is it the fur? You didn't expect me to let you keep it, did you? I mean, it was rented. Just forget it. Is that it? The fur? Just stop it. Why do you always pick at me? I don't want to talk. You always make me talk. I just wanted to know what's going on. If you're unhappy and there's something I can do. Yes, I love the fur. Now leave me alone. Vivian, I didn't mean it to end like this. I mean, be reasonable. That's a $20,000 fur. I didn't say I wanted it. I knew you were going to take it back, okay? I'm not dumb. I knew I couldn't have it. You asked me why I was crying, and I told you. And you knew I couldn't have it. I knew you were going to take it back, blah, blah, blah. So theme, make a left on Highland. Look, if you really want a fur, I'll buy you a fur. That one was just too expensive. Would you like a fur? No, just take me home. I'll get you a fur. I'll miss my plane, but if it'll make you stop crying, I'll buy you something. I'm not crying anymore. God damn it, Vivian. I'll buy you a fur. A nice one. It just can't be that one. That one's too much. I'll get you the silver mink you tried on first. I'll throw away a few thousand, okay? I don't know what the fuck you plan to do with one on Hollywood Boulevard, but she goes, leave me alone. I don't want anything from you. Edward slams on the brake. The car stops hard. She stares at him defiantly. You want me to walk home? I'll walk home. It's 3 miles, but I'll walk. I don't want you to walk. I want you to stop yelling. She turns from him and stares out the window. He takes a deep breath and starts the car again. She stares out the window. They're driving up Hollywood Boulevard, listening to stuff, da-da-da. Vivian is sobbing harder now, trying to control herself and is unable. Edward, getting mad at it, grows louder till finally, I don't know why you had to do this to me. We had a wonderful time together, and now you have to ruin it. Vivian grits her teeth and tries not to say anything. Edward, now that he's gotten it out of his system, adopts a slightly gentler tone. You should have told me you liked the fur so much. I would have gotten you something yesterday. It's really a stupid thing to cry about. You know, I bent over backwards to make things pleasant for you. And it's just a shame that you're going to spoil it all by being unreasonable. This is about the area. Do you want me to just leave you here? Do you have a place nearby? Vivian says nothing. Vivian, where do you want me to let you out? Vivian screams hysterically. She seems to have suddenly gone crazy. She starts pounding on the roof of the car with her fist. Vivian, stop it. Cut it out. Edward grabs her by the wrist and tries to stop her from pounding the ceiling. Instead, she starts pounding on him. Get out. Get out of the car. You're insane. You're insane. You're out of your mind. I've had enough of this. Get out of my car. She doesn't move. Get out. When she still doesn't move, Edward throws open his door and gets out. Here is the she saves him right back. Mm-hmm. This is that moment. He walks over the passenger door and opens it. Get out. Vivian doesn't move. She's still crying. Don't make me regret ever picking you up. Now please get out of the car. I have to go. Edward grabs her by the hand and starts to pull her from the car. Vivian explodes again and starts hitting him and kicking him. Edward forcibly drags her from the car, throws her to the ground, slams the door shut. As Vivian hits the ground, she begins to cry again, too weak to fight anymore. Edward looks down at her, takes the money envelope from his jacket and holds it out to her. Here, take it. It's your money. I don't want it. Just go away. Take it. No, you'll regret it tomorrow if you don't take it. You'll regret it the minute I drive away. Vivian doesn't say anything. Edward lays the envelope down on the sidewalk in front of her. He turns, walks around the car. Vivian lies frozen for a moment and then suddenly snaps alive as she hears the sound of his car door opening and closing. She grabs the envelope, crushes it in her hand, leaps to the car and starts smashing her fists against the windows. Go to hell. I hate you. I hate your money. I hate it. We see a flash of Edward's face as he stares at Vivian pounding on the window. She's completely lost her mind. He puts the car in gear and pushes on the accelerator. Vivian, still pounding as the car pulls away, in a final gesture of rage, throws the envelope at the car and it breaks open as the car peels off. The money scatters across the gutter as the car drives away. Vivian falls to her knees, weak and crying. Across the street, various shabby-looking people stare at Vivian and the money. Vivian's on her hands and knees sobbing. She can barely breathe. She's completely broken. She wipes the tears from her cheeks, looks down on the street. The Mercedes is gone. For a brief moment, she is still frozen. She reaches down in the gutter and starts picking up the money. There's another scene on a bus.
Wow.
But I'm not even going to bother reading that because I want to step back and say the final moment of Pretty Woman was essentially her crying and picking money up out of the gutter.
Yes. I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
That was...
Wow.
I think it's fucking amazing.
That's great.
Because of that movie, let's start with Pretty Woman.
Sure.
Let's just fucking start there. Everything about that movie's wrong.
Wrong.
Everything's terrible about it. It's fucking like... You're a hooker in Hollywood Boulevard. You're more likely going to end up getting lit on fire.
Yes.
Than, you know, not.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest here. They all really brush over the whole hooker thing.
They really do.
I mean, they genuinely, at some point, it just turns
into... It's kind of the Freddy Krueger whitewash.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
He's not a child molester killer.
Mm-hmm.
No. And she's not really a hooker.
No.
Because you people don't know what hookers look like.
Exactly, yeah. Here's
they
the
don't
thing.
Look like Julia Roberts.
No, most of them look like they're 14.
Look like Eric Roberts.
Yeah, 14-year-old yes. Eric Roberts.
Hashtag 14-year-old Eric Roberts.
Yeah, yeah. This the whole thing, though, that movie is one that even when I was a kid and saw it, first off, yeah, people took their kids to see this movie. And
yes,
how
did
they explain the whole hooker thing? They didn't.
That's right.
Because it just sort of got pushed to the side.
Yeah.
And, you know, then... Fucking Laura San Giacomo shows up and she's very pretty, but her character was such a pain in the ass. I would have stabbed her in the fucking throat with a pen.
A pen.
My pen. Yep. Okay. There was somewhere once upon a time where I read this. Chick flicks are about one person dying very slowly, whereas guy flicks are about a bunch of people dying very quickly.
Pretty much.
Let's see here. I'm looking through the notes that I've got. Here's the problem that I've got with it. They need to make every woman in... First off, romantic comedies, you're going to go see a movie who is about a woman who is clumsy or quirky and usually works in media.
These days, for sure.
They all work in that. But she's like way more approachable than she should be.
Yeah.
She meets a hot, uptight guy who's far too approachable and single than he should be. They go out and feelings start to grow. Things look perfect. Just when they're about to get together, something comes up the works. They're miserable but soldiering on. Then there's a grand gesture where they reunite. Essentially, in these movies, stability is a turnoff.
Yes.
Or it's a guy who is focused and driven, or a girl who's in a relationship with someone who is boring.
Yes, or a dick.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or they can be, for example, my wife and I usually don't watch a lot of chick flicks, per se, because we're married now.
Yeah.
So you really don't have to.
Yeah, you don't.
But if it happens to be on, like on a Sunday or whatever, and I come in, she's watching it, I'm not going to tell her, hey, stop watching whatever the fuck this is, because I want to watch something else.
Generally. That's boring.
It is boring.
You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
The Lake House with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock?
Is that the one with the time traveling mailbox?
I don't know, man. It's so fucking confusing, and you want to piss off Nicole Gamble.
Yeah.
Keep asking her.
Yeah.
Be that fucking Neanderthal next to her. Wait a minute. Wait.
Huh?
But they're 2 years apart. Well, why don't they just, when they start to like each other, just stop and say, well, meet. Well, they got the dates wrong. They tried that and didn't work. It didn't work out. Well, why do you mean they got the dates wrong? They could.
If at first.
Fucking make. Call somebody. Wait a minute. There's got to be a better way. There has to be more effort.
Yeah.
Put into this ultimate love.
Uh-huh.
So that she ultimately runs away from the person she's about to marry or is living with or something to go find Keanu Reeves. Oh, fucking spoiler.
Yeah.
They get together.
Well, that's the thing. How many poor motherfuckers get ditched at the goddamn altar in these things?
A lot.
And, like, seriously, Mike Nelson's movie Mega Cheese has a thing where I forget what he was talking about. I think it might have been Sleepless in Seattle, where it's like, you know, Meg Ryan's with this guy, but, you know, oh, he's got allergies. So that makes him somebody, like, the first time you meet him, you know he's going to get shot out of the saddle.
Right.
Add to it, you add that innocuous quirk where it's like, oh, he's got allergies, so we got to get rid of him.
He's weak.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yes, it is true. It is true. It's very true.
These things, guys being dicks, guys that ignore their women or are boring or have allergies, they're not what women want. What women want is what the person I have a love-hate relationship with, Hank Rollins, would describe. And he can list it up, boys. This is the truth.
If I were a woman, I would want a man. I would want a man who would listen to me, not hit me, be smart, know about poetry and literature, not be like this guy who's knuckle scraping the ground, some drooling Neanderthal. I'd want an articulate, sensitive man who could whoop that ass.
That's it. If you're wondering what kind of man you should be, that kind.
I'd want an articulate, sensitive man who could whoop that ass.
That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Henry. Yes. I'm sorry I made fun of you with the whole surf shop thing.
No, you're not.
I don't know. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it is good. No, we're not saying that he didn't say things that were right, but, you know.
Are you lampooning me, Drake?
But there is a level of it where you still got to take the piss. I mean, he's...
Well, of course, but that's
it is solid. It's dead on with it. I mean, there's a lot of shit there. What it reminds me of, have you ever seen the movie The Baxter?
No.
It's done by Michael Showalter from The State.
Okay.
He directed, and it's basically the romantic comedy beginning to end told by the guy who's going to get dumped.
Oh.
And it basically is like, he's like, I'm a Baxter. And they go through the whole, like, his whole life has been, almost about to get with the girl, and then the fucking dude shows up and, oh, I'm going to, because this guy is so much better, you know, that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good because it follows that romantic comedy from the other side of it, of the boyfriend walking in as the, oh, we were just making dinner with our genitals. Mm. Genital dinner.
That's your baby.
You all right there?
Water almost came out of my nose.
So it's seriously just the worst shit ever. And you look at so many of these, like, yeah, there's some there where the dudes are assholes and deserve to get left. But a lot of the times it's, you know, just a fucking guy. It's not always Billy Zane in Titanic.
No,
you know,
it's not
always him.
No.
Sometimes it is.
It's not
but,
always, what's his name? Guglia. From The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. Julia Guglia?
Julia Guglia. Why is that funny?
It's not.
It's not always that guy.
Yeah.
The obvious dick.
But, man, that's it. I have a list here of shit, looking through it, that I have found that are dangerous lessons that we learn. And I think we should go by these one by one and talk about them.
Okay.
My statement on it is, using romantic movies as a guide for relationships is like using Lethal Weapon as a guise for effective by-the-book police work.
Correct.
It's totally acceptable to cheat on someone who has never done you wrong if you're following your heart.
Yes.
That is The Notebook, 6 Days, 7 Nights, and Sweet Home Alabama. By the way, I haven't seen any of these movies. I'm just going off shit that I've read online with them.
Which were the three?
6 Days, 7 Nights, The Notebook, and Sweet Home Alabama.
I've seen part of Sweet Home Alabama.
6 Days, 7 Nights, totally okay to cheat on a really hot woman with Anne Heche.
No.
Nope.
Not in the slightest.
Ever. Get out of my head. I was about to go for my phone to pull that. You like that?
Get fucked, boys!
I like the little echo effect I put in there?
Because we were in her butthole.
We were a cavernous, echoey butthole. This is the one that gets me, because it's that's one that transfers out of it. That the other that is so bothersome to me, you know? The other person just doesn't matter. No. Like, that's all that... Like, anyone who's ever been dumped should look at one of these movies and be like, fuck her. Or fuck him.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you?
Just, you know, on your way, I haven't seen The Notebook.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I've seen the poster or parts of when they talk about it on TV with him in the rain and all that shit.
Yeah, maybe
on your way to running to Gosling in the Rain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just stop and talk
and say, hey, look.
Look.
We're done. That's what you get to say. Yeah. We're done.
And the thing is, even if you send him a text like, dear baby, welcome to Dumpsville, population you, that to me is better than, I'm just going to fuck around with them. Because at least you're being fucking honest.
Yeah.
At least you're being
because
honest.
What happens to the other guy in real life who, you know, as the person watching this pain in the ass run to Gosling in the Rain, this is what happens. Real guys, when they get dumped, they don't sit there and write emo poetry when they hang themselves in the closet.
Yeah.
They put on SportsCenter around the horn and get a meatball sandwich.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, there's an initial fuck.
Yeah. You call your friends, you get some beers, you get a meatball sandwich and watch around the horn.
Meatball sandwich.
If you find out your girlfriend's been cheating on you and that's what ends the relationship, that turns into some motherfucking rage.
Ninny rage.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
But the whole dump thing, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Meatball sandwiches.
Yep.
It's fine. Whatever, you pain in the ass, especially when you get older.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's not also fucking dire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Uh-huh. Oh, what? Well, my Saturday's free now?
Yeah.
Fucking self-high five.
Mm-hmm. And, dude, I've been in that shit where I've been in a relationship that ended badly. We've all been there.
Yeah.
You fucking...
Fuck yes.
The moment of dread of, oh, my God, this is going to end. Oh, my God. It's pretty awful, but once it happens, it's normally this like, oh, okay, so well, now what? I get to hang out by myself and
I'm talking just like girlfriends.
Yeah,
long term relationships are different.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you got to grieve in the way that makes you happy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not even gonna go there with, I just had a meatball sandwich and let it slide.
Right.
I don't let anything slide.
No,
comes to that shit.
If it's somebody you go out, you know, if it's a college relationship that lasts 3 weeks.
No. God, no.
When it ends, it's like, oh, okay.
Okay, not a meatball sandwich. I'm going to Alvin Ord's.
Yeah. The thing is, I wish I would have talked to me back when I was in college, because the statement that I made, that I talked about with VJ, actually, because VJ just turned 29. Mm-hmm. He's the age I was when I met him.
Right.
And I was like, do you understand now why, when I was talking to people back when I went back to college, like, oh man, my boyfriend just broke up with me. My girlfriend just broke up with me. I'm like, you're in college. Go out and get another one.
Yes.
And they're fucking everywhere. They're everywhere. This is a time of disposable relationships.
Oh yeah, man.
But people don't get that. No. So, here we go. Another one. This is a real problem I have with these fucking things. Women need to be dumb. As shown in Clueless, Legally Blonde, and evidently in Along Came Polly. In general, if a woman plays dumb, I will make it to the end of the date. Maybe give another date just to make sure that she wasn't just having an off night. Maybe she, you know, cold medicine, blow to the head, concussion, any number of things. No, I'll maybe give a second try, but no. I can't truck with dum-dums.
No, I can't date someone dumb.
Talk shit all night long.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a pretty big pool we're talking about.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you're dumb, there's probably somebody who's equally dumb to you.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, fine.
I know some. Yeah. I know a lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If I can't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can't date.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then we don't have to talk much.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a fucking time and place for that.
Yes, there is. It's college.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, folks, but that's true. I was that guy in college.
Yeah.
And after college.
Yeah.
But then you hit an age where you just don't do that shit anymore because you grow up. Here's a good one. Have sex with a player and he'll be totally into you, as shown by Dirty Dancing and evidently Fools Rush In. Wouldn't know, but...
I've seen Fools Rush In.
Yeah? Is that happening there? Where it's
I don't know what the fuck happens in that movie. All you keep thinking is, what is she doing with him?
Is that the one with Salma Hayek and Matthew Perry?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is she? I don't give a fuck. What else is happening?
Yeah.
I know there's something with the families. They meet the families or something. And I don't give a shit. Yeah. The only time you're thinking is, why
are you with him?
What?
You want to have your mind blown a little bit? You know how tall Salma Hayek is?
4'7".
She's like 5'1". Yeah. So Yeah. Wouldn't be the shortest woman my 6'8" ass has dated.
Which is, barbaric.
It is barbaric. Mm. But yeah, that's one that always throws me, because that to me is almost the dangerous message in there. Because how many girls did we both know in college when it's like, and then I slept with him and he left me? It's like, really? Just like he did with every fucking other woman that you knew he did it. You knew he did it. Yeah. You had guys saying, hey, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to try and screw you and then leave, and that's it. And he's not going to stay around. So
that's how that go.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Men are just ever so stupid. Normally, I think the movie Hitch showed that quite well.
Hitch.
That's the one with Will Smith and Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, Xbox, with the new Xbox One, that, you know, achievements in video games, it's this thing that Xbox... Okay, they are now going to be giving achievements for things other than games, like watching movies. And just, like, one of the awards is... You get it for watching 5 Kevin James movies. Which is fantastic.
I can do that. Hotel Transylvania, does that count? He was in that.
Yeah, he's in it, it counts. Here's another one. Give up everything for your man. Jerry Maguire, Leak Beer, and Knocked Up.
Motherfucking Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What kills me is how when they're in the elevator and she's like, so what about medical? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, you have a child and you just walked away from a fucking real job. Come on, you dummy. What in the shit?
Lord.
That, my friend in college, Caesar, described Jerry Maguire as the best movie I never want to see again. Because it's a fine movie. It's okay. It's decent. But I just don't have a desire to ever see it again.
I snooped around some clips of Jerry Maguire to find some clips that weren't Show Me the Money.
Right.
You know, maybe something with that kid or something.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's so like... Hey, this trick that got you that one time when you were younger?
Yeah.
Look what got you, dummy.
Yeah.
Look what got you, dummy.
You're so precious and dumb.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it wasn't great then, but...
Yeah.
Ooh.
All that I remember from the first time I saw it was Jerry Cantrell is the guy who works at the copy shop at the beginning. And it's about it. Have you seen the little kid from that movie recently?
No.
Dude just lives at the gym. He's like carved out of stone.
You would be too if you had to deal with all that
shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like Haley Joel Osment is very short and not in the best shape now.
Oh,
so,
like he's furlonged it?
No. I mean, physical shape. He's you know, not like built or he's just sort of like some schlubby looking dude now. And oh, by the way, Furlong, I think for the Austin Comic Con Fest thing, Redis will be here.
Yeah, heard about them.
So we'll count Bacula. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of want to go just like not as much as I wanted to go to fuck with Furlong. Because that just would have been great.
Right.
That would have been great. Like, I'm here with Edward Furlong, so why do you look like that?
Explain, please.
Please explain me why you look like this. This next one actually features Girls Are Catty, Evil Bitches.
There's a lot of that.
There's a whole lot of that. Mean Girls, Bride Wars, and My Best Friend's Wedding. I have seen Mean Girls, and it's not bad.
I haven't seen it.
It's written by Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
And it, in the end, ends up being about that women need to stop fucking destroying each other. Then there's this. I have not seen Bride Wars.
Seen Bridesmaids.
Yeah. That is top of my what's the big goddamn deal list. Is the absolute fucking top of it for me.
It was... I think it was advertised as one thing, and they gave you the old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just a guy's perspective to Bridesmaids.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, God damn, this just gets darker and darker.
Darker and darker and darker. And
why?
Then...
Why is this happening? Why do you broads do this to each other?
Yeah.
We just fight.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the worst that'll happen with a dude is we'll maybe hit the shit out of each other.
And the myth is that we fight and then we get along and laugh. That's not really how it
works. Sometimes, but not.
Having a friendly fight. Yeah. If you and I got really drunk and wound up in a fight together.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm. That's weird to me.
It's bizarre. Yeah. But if that happened, we'd patch it up and go, hey, it's all
right,
buddy.
Right.
Then we go get a beer. Mm-hmm. If I get in a fight with some random asshole at a bar, we don't just... knock the shit out of each other and go, oh, okay, buddy, no problem.
Yeah, we are friends now.
We are friends now. No. That's what we do.
Because we have proven each other with the ritual of combat.
No, that's not how it works. We're not Hawkman and Flash Gordon.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
Mm-hmm. It don't work that fucking way. No. But Bride Wars is the one that, from what I saw about it, just turned me off. It's got Kate Winslet and Anne Hathaway, and it's these two best friends who end up getting their wedding date set on the same day, and instead of
is
one
it
of them,
Kate Winslet or that Goldie Hawn?
Oh, Goldie Hawn's daughter. I'm sorry, yeah, Kate Hudson. I mean, and then they basically set out to destroy one another's wedding.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I saw part of this with Nicole.
Like, I'm not saying homosexuality is a choice, but women like that are the reason that guys have thought that it's a choice. Sorry. It just,
my God.
It is, yeah. Because, dude, I look at that and it's like, if every woman was like that.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'd fucking.
Nightmare.
God.
Well, then you find yourself a pretty woman on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, and make her. Here's your money, whore.
Take it out of the gutter. You tall, tall boots. Do it.
It feels like a third cop.
That's right.
Hear me.
They could take you down to the lake and go for a drive.
Cantor, cantor,
Texas is the reason.
What you got to remember is 50 years ago, something really important happened. Doctor Who.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
Yeah. Texas is the reason.
Suck, suck. The first time I listened to that song, I was like, fucking really? Masturbate, man.
That's what happens.
Look at Glenn. I can't take you seriously at all. When I saw you get knocked the fuck out, I thought I was done. But
that
now,
that's what started the knockout game. That guy.
Oh, man. That's reading. I don't like to read articles about the knockout game. I like to read comments on those articles.
Really?
Because there is a brand of just fuck it racism that still exists in anonymous posts on the internet that is just jaw-dropping.
Wow.
She's like, it's like watching a Sean Connery James Bond movie and being like, holy crap, people used to fucking say that. Like, man talk, dear. Like, holy shit.
Right.
That was once. Like, Jesus Christ, are we in the 20s? Like, how on earth is... What in the shit is this? But, yeah.
Shit.
Another thing I love about the goddamn chick flick movies is how apparently neurotically overanalyzing everything, totally acceptable. Totally, that's just the way people are. They like Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh,
apparently,
Lord,
Sex
yes.
in the City. They do, where it's just
yeah,
that,
I don't know.
Like, you want to know why you're alone? It's because you sit at home at night drinking fucking boxed white wine and eating Lonely Cat ice cream and bitching about why you're alone instead of going out and meeting people.
Yeah. You too, guys.
Yeah.
Same, you're sitting same alone you guys, drinking yeah. beer by yourself. Guilty as fucking shit. Oh, God. That I was.
The,
and you too.
The both of us for a couple of years.
But I was professional
there
for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people were coming to me like, how can I sit more alone and drunk by myself? Tell me. Teach me, master.
Tell me about this. Yeah, there were even times where, you know, I'd want to hang out. There were like weeks where you just weren't answering your phone. You're just like, nope.
It was bad, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bit questionable.
Yeah.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough.
All the time.
Yeah.
Why are you eyeing my lemon drink?
I was eyeing everybody's lemon drink.
You were. Here's one that I think is actually the worst. True love happens right away.
Sure does, of course.
Just immediately. You meet somebody and you're immediately in love. It's not total infatuation or anything like that. Oh, hold on 1 second.
That story?
What do you think about that story? Yes. We can't talk about what we just talked about.
No, sorry.
But just know that...
Want to know?
Yeah.
Pay us.
Pay us. Pay us money. Cash fucking greenbacks in palm, yo.
Oh.
True love happening right away. It's not... You made a statement once that changed my life in the way that I look at relationships.
Okay.
Because there was this whole thing where back when I was in college, this guy's like, well, what is love? I'm like, oh, well, when you feel like this, but... And he's like, no, that's codependence. That's this... And you made the statement once, everyone should have to get tattooed on their forehead, love is a choice.
That's correct.
And fucking yeah, yes.
It is.
It is. Anything else is some weird Hallmark card, romantic comedy nonsense that got made up.
Love is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can...
I can live without you.
Right.
But I'd prefer not to.
Prefer not to.
Yes.
All your chemistry and... Eros and all that kind of thing going on. That's all good.
Yes.
That's all positive and necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in it for the long haul, you have to wake up every day.
It's
true, Sammy. You have to wake up every day and make that choice.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
But if you love, you make that choice.
Exactly.
And a little clue for the men out there who are thinking about getting married and wondering, what's in it for me? Nothing.
Yeah.
You have to give.
Yeah.
What can you give?
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you marry the right person and they say the same thing. What can I give
them? Yeah, and that's the same thing the woman should be saying. Yeah,
correct.
Totally. Totally.
So, now get off my fucking high horse, but it's a choice.
It's totally a choice, yeah. But no, not really, because, you know, as movies will tell you, all women need is clothing and cash.
That's right. They can be bought.
Yeah, they can be bought.
Unless they're following their heart and it's their true love, and then they can run off... into the arms of absolute poverty.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Unless that absolute poor bastard just happens to find a lucky break.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the ass end of everything.
Yeah.
Right about the time that she's going to run away with him.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It is. It is. And my favorite one that is really hammered home by Twilight, if a guy treats you bad, it means he loves you.
Yeah.
The worse a guy treats you, the more he loves you.
Singles.
Singles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Singles kind of...
A compliment for us is a compliment for you.
God damn. Singles nails it pretty... Honestly, Singles is one of the few romantic comedy type movies that I'm like, I don't totally disagree with this film.
No, I like singles. I like singles. Yeah. And it makes sense, but there's a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
With What's-Her-Face and Cliff.
Sensitive Ponytail Man.
Sensitive Ponytail Guy.
I sense so much good in you and so much moral bankruptcy in all of them. Fucking James LeGros. He fucking nailed it. The two people in that movie who nailed it are him and fucking Tom Skerritt.
Yes.
People like their cars.
Your time, and then give you my answer. No.
Hijo, number five.
Here's another one. Guys are either shallow or have bad taste in women. A lot of guys are.
That's true.
Until they hit a certain age, and then it's like, okay, I have to, no, can't deal with this
hopefully.
Anymore.
Yeah. Hopefully they get to that point.
Yes.
I want an articulate, sensitive man. Who could whoop that ass?
Not just be some shallow asshole.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want him to do his job!
Exactly. And that's the thing is, then you hit your middle age crisis, guys, and they just go right back to making that mistake again.
Yeah.
My bed's a race car. Do you get to sleep in a race car?
I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
By the way, spot on Homer Simpson.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Is something fall in the pool? Can I borrow a feeling?
Can you lend me a cup of love?
Hurt hearts need some healing.
Take my hand with your glove of love. It's got your picture on it. It's got your picture on it.
That's the fucking best.
So great. Like so many people, I have no idea what you're talking about, and I don't think we should explain it.
No, figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Crack the code.
Yes. Ask Jives.
Jives, that's like oh my god, sorry about that.
Want to know what we're laughing about?
Pay us.
We
again
can put
yeah.
a little donate thing on our website just to get the secrets.
Yeah, pay us enough to not need to work, and then fucking tell you
you'll get it,
all of them. Here's one. Romantic banter is always kind of mean.
Example, please.
No, I don't really have one on that.
Oh,
yeah, I know. That's just a thing I found online.
It's
called ivory.
I wrote this.
Oh, nice. Love is a quantifiable, easily explained feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, that's the one.
Absolutely.
That just, there. Well,
there you go.
All right. Glorifies cheating and implies a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love it if there was like a trilogy of just a woman or a guy finding love, then the next movie where everything's perfect and they dump that person for someone else, and then the next one where they dump that person for someone else.
Basically, you want to see The Graduate 2 and 3.
Yes, uh-huh. The Graduate Part 2.
Yes.
The big spooky house or something. The Postgraduate. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
The movie that I think nailed this is Before Midnight, Before Sunrise.
Yes.
Before Sunrise, Before Midnight. It was Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight. I still haven't seen Before Midnight yet. But the first two, I think, kind of hit the nail on the head pretty well. Like that infatuated, oh my God. And then how later they meet up when they're adults and they have that nice little memory as a starting point, but it's like...
But things are ramping up.
Yeah, they built it off of who they are now.
Yeah.
And
but they're still... The connection's still there in the second one.
Yeah.
Where they build up. And so the third one apparently is where it's all, here's some real life for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So this may be your exact...
This
answer.
Might be what I'm looking for. Yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea. What I love about it that proves why most romantic comedies are off is in Before Sunset when they meet and they talk and it's like, oh, no, we were going to have sex, but I didn't have a comment. Yes, we did have sex. We had sex. They didn't. They no. didn't have sex. And the fact that you have romanticized that memory.
Yeah.
And it's not what you thought it was. But when you're in the middle of that whole thing, that's why you don't trust your fucking feelings. You don't trust an eyewitness. You don't trust your fucking feelings.
No, you don't. Because you try to have that moment sometime later when it's not the movies.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's fucking terrible. Now I'm just down into movies. I've gone through all my listing shit, and I've got a few movies. I see you have more. And
I've
let's
got just stuff to ping around while, right, when we're talking about this different stuff. I've got things built around stories.
Yeah.
I've dated plenty of girls, but in
Stop showing off.
Most of them didn't want to drag me to a lot of rom-coms or yeah, chick flicks or whatever.
Because they have eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. But one did. More than any other. And
is this one I've met?
No.
Okay.
And what women want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just by the numbers, Mel Gibson paying for that other Malibu house.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's weird. I cannot see him without, I can't see that movie without anything connected to that movie. Without, think about the Dave Chappelle sketch called What Men Want, where it's like, you don't want to know what men are thinking because it's just nasty. And like, this woman gets on an elevator and she's standing there surrounded by men. And then one guy kind of looks back and he hears that sound. I like to slide my finger down the crack of that ass. Just all of this horrifying shit. By the way, talking about Mel Gibson, I'm going to step aside here. Alec Baldwin finally got held accountable for something that came out of his fucking mouth. Why is it that Mel Gibson, alcoholic, mm-hmm, stated problem like that, yeah, leaves some angry messages for his wife, mm-hmm, has some drunk talk to a cop, and is a fucking pariah? Alec Baldwin called his daughter a useless, disgusting little pig.
Yeah.
Called someone a cock-sucking fathead.
Yes.
Acoustical analysis will prove that. While sober and in public multiple times, and he is let go. Given a free fucking pass. Why? Why is that happening? Why does Don Imus get fired from MSNBC for saying something stupid?
Yes.
But both fucking Alec Baldwin and Bashir, that Martin Bashir guy, get total free fucking passes. I don't know if his name is Martin Bashir. I don't give a shit. He's a guy who said that someone should poopy in Sarah Palin's mm-hmm mouth. And just like...
Yeah, that's what both are. So yeah, five. It doesn't make any sense. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, the math makes sense.
Yes,
it does.
It's fine.
But that's just one that's always kind of irked me a little bit, where it's like there's nothing about, like, if it had Alec Baldwin done something amazing at some point in his life, maybe I could see it. Maybe. But all he's done is he's done some acting. He has shilled for a bank, mm-hmm, and had the lowest rated show on television. And a very well-rated show. He's done some good work. As an actor, I don't have a problem with him. I think he can be great. But
yeah,
why the free pass?
I don't know.
I will never understand that.
Yeah. Want to know how I know?
Mm.
Pay us.
Pay us. Exactly. Pay us. Mm. The hell were we just talking? Sorry, we had to take the dog, his dogs out
my
to
dogs.
Shit.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Hijo, number five.
We were talking about Martin Bashir.
Martin Bashir, yeah. Is that really that guy's name?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just... It's one of those things that frustrates me where there's this like, well, he said this, so he can't... But like, God damn it, come on.
I think you're all assholes.
Yeah. I don't... And here's the thing. I don't think either one of them should be fired.
No.
Had they not fired Imus.
Yeah.
Had they just said, well, okay, Imus said something stupid. We're going to suspend him for a little while, make him apologize, and then let him keep his job, it would have been one thing. But the fact that they fired one guy and aren't firing the others, I'm calling you on a double. Personally, I wouldn't have even issued an apology for any of the statements. Like, hey, it's something he said.
Yeah, whatever.
Take it
let
up with
him. Let the market decide.
Yeah.
On all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's a dick. Okay. Well, yeah, then vote with your feet.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, sure. Okay. So let's back on that. Talk through some of these things. You were talking about the broad what head drag. See, I went out with a woman who was like straight up into that, but it didn't last very long.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we had the what women want.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember what I got to get, not revenge, but there was a tit for tat.
The Highlander was a documentary, and the events happened in real time.
I don't think so. I don't think it was that. But it seemed like whatever movie she wanted to see, I'm like, fine, but I want to see this.
Yeah, it's counter-programming. That's
so
the way that shit's supposed to work.
We were just doing
yeah
it.
Uh-huh.
But it never worked out in my favor.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
I,
no.
Like a fucking Alzheimer's patient, I kept coming back. Thank you, Lewis Black.
Yeah.
Kept coming back thinking it would be different this time. Just
yeah
like the candy corn thing with Lewis Black.
Yeah.
That's where I'm getting that from.
Right.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
So hope floats. Fuck, really?
You know what my... You all know right what the... I've got a... a better one cent, a better short review than if Dickwad Drifts were. Hope Floats. Best review I've ever read. So does Poop. Poop is better.
It's true. Directed by Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, that's the real fucking mind blower. Whoa, on that one.
What is that about? Oh my
god. It don't make a bit of sense.
It doesn't make one bit of sense.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't make sense how fucking saccharine that film is.
And it is.
It is, as I think Martin Popoff, I'm not sure if Martin Popoff said it, but somebody said it about Air Supply.
Yeah.
Sickly sweet and possibly carcinogenic.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yes. It does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
My counter to that was Blade.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, fine.
Yeah. We'll
this,
do that.
Then
yeah.
I'm getting something really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
The only watchable Blade film.
Really?
Yeah. Really the only one that's watchable.
So.
But that's the thing. It's weird. Once you hit a point that you're not dating, where it's become a relationship. Then I think you're in a position where you'd be like, look, hon, you go ahead and watch that. I'm not going to, like, honestly, if Hope was into movies like that, Hope's just not terribly into movies, but you know, if she was like, I really want to see, you know, Hope Floats or whatever, like, look, we'll go to the theater. You can go see Hope Floats. I'm going to go see Blade. I'm not going to fucking watch that movie. I'm not going to.
When it comes to stuff like that now, that's where we're, not now, we never were like that. My wife and I now, it's like, if you want to watch whatever, go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
She didn't want to watch Conjuring at all. Why would she want to? Fuck it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So I'll just watch it without her.
Mm-hmm.
The last one of these trade-offs that really bit me in the ass was we switched it around and I got to pick first.
No. Oh,
I think it was first.
Nice.
I don't remember this for a fact. I can be talking out of my ass here. But I don't remember. I remember we wanted to see, or I wanted to see, oh shit, Rushmore.
Uh-huh. Nice.
She wasn't into it at all. I got the silent treatment. That's when my silent little stopwatch started going off. Like, this doesn't have legs. I will now have to make up something to be really into, because this isn't going to work.
Holy shit. I don't care. Like, my roommate when Rushmore came out was on your thing.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
That's my roommate at the time that came out had no interest in seeing it. I dragged her to see it. At the end, she fucking loved it.
Right.
She was like, the previews just look stupid. I don't have any interest. And I was like, just go with me. Come on, I don't want to go see it by myself. Just come with me. She, well, fine, I'll go see it. I was like, just...
Well, how about you get off your great fat anus?
Yeah, she came and we fucking watched it. It was great. And she ended up loving it. And she apologized. She was like, you were right. That movie was amazing. It was so good.
I didn't even get that. I got just the... nothing. Not even a discussion on... why you didn't like it,
yeah,
or what you didn't like about it, or what made you crazy. I would be, I would prefer you just go into how much you hate it.
Yeah.
At least it's a fucking conversation. But it was nothing until Revenge was Shakespeare in Love. That's how much she didn't like it. But I don't remember if that was how it went. Maybe Shakespeare in Love was first and then Rush. I can't remember.
See, because I'd turn the tables on that shit and just be on every... I thought you saw...
What?
You didn't... I thought you saw Shakespeare in Love with Nicole, but I'm
no,
wrong.
No, okay, no, no, okay. No, 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 no.
All right, I was like, wait a minute. That's why I did that.
No.
What the fuck?
Boom, I go shit house out of it.
See, to me, I would turn that shit around if she reacted like that. Any movie she'd want to see afterwards, did she ever want to engage you about the fucking movie she dragged you to?
I believe, if it's right, I don't remember if this was... Shakespeare in Love.
I'm just talking.
She got a chance.
I'm just talking in general. You know, takes you to go see, you know, Hope Floats, and like, oh my god, wasn't it so great with this and that? I am the German in me would come out. And I'd be like,
not generally.
Kind of thing.
It was more of like, well, what do you think? I'm like, okay, because what was growing in those days was an ability to let the shit that truly doesn't matter slide.
Yeah.
Where now it's Zen master.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I was a little more excitable in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a long time ago.
Right.
But I would go into it just how much I hated Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Where now I'd be like, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm not digging a ditch in the fucking heat.
Mm hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No big goddamn deal. Popcorn was good.
Mm-hmm. That's just how my brain works now.
No, because they record pop records. You can't, like... Oh, I don't even remember what his example was. You can't like Marvin Gaye and Art Garfunkel. That's like saying you support the Israelis and the Palestinians. No. Because... And that's that
talk shit all night long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, and what's weird is the thing about me is being the film guy, you rarely had women try, I rarely had women try and drag me to shitty movies because normally I was the one who's like, oh, we should go see this. The movie that I actually still describe as a chick flick for guys is Swingers. It's a chick flick with guys in it because it's more about the guy relationships and all that. But, I remember that movie, let's just say, assisted me greatly in certain endeavors on multiple occasions when I was in college. That movie was a fucking deal sealer back when no one knew what it was.
It was a good go-to.
Yeah, let's go see this movie. I saw it in the Adobe multiple times, and it led to many nice evenings, is all I'll say. So there.
That's ultimately how you get through these things. You just sit through the hour and a half to 2 hours and go, hey. This will all work out.
You're essentially Andy Dufresne.
Yes.
You're going to have to bust open the sewer pipe in the prison and climb through a river of shit-smelling foulness to hopefully come out okay on the other end. The movie in this extended metaphor, the movie is the shit pipe.
Yes.
And coming out clean on the other side is the hopeful intercourse that you might achieve if you simply go through this
and
tunnel of shit.
Intercourse is personified here in this case as Morgan Freeman.
Yes. Well, not in this case.
No.
In all cases.
All cases.
That's right. Would it be a lunch and station situation?
Sit through this movie and you'll have a wonderful evening with me.
Yeah. That is the best Morgan Freeman I could do. Thank you.
You don't get paid for it, so it doesn't matter.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly. So fucking, there it is. What the fuck I want. Much taste situation. Very proud of you.
There was some on my list, like The Princess Bride. That's a
chick
flick?
That's not a chick flick. No, I argue that. That's on my list. I have Princess Bride with two question marks after it.
Then that's a really fucking good chick flick.
Yes, It is. It is.
I enjoyed very much. Heathers? The fuck?
Yeah, that...
Now, you talk about something that's lost its shine.
Yeah.
I
don't think I've... Here's how long it's been since I've seen Heathers. I haven't seen Heathers in the United States.
Whoa.
Saw it in Panama. I give Heathers the Oscar for worst fake song title ever.
Yes. Teenage Suicide. Don't do it.
Teenage Suicide. Don't do it. Yeah. There's some fucking old guy like, what are the kids like now? They like songs. Here's an idea. There's a popular song in the music genre of the day.
Yes.
We don't have to hear it. We just have to give it a snappy title that implies that teen suicide is something you shouldn't do.
I had the blues like Jason's head chili. Yeah. That is exactly what that is. And I don't know how that's chick flick.
Neither do I, but Princess Bride it's even less
fucking emo smokers flick.
Oh, God, yes.
That's it.
Like Princess Bride, I'm going to step back to it because there's too much adventure and too much awesome. There's too much guy stuff. And what it is chick flick mixed with guy flick into a...
into what we call a good movie.
Yeah, and yes, exactly. A balanced film.
Yes.
Huzzah. Another one that is listed as a chick flick that I wholeheartedly disagree with is Warm Bodies.
Yeah, no.
There's too much kind of cool shit going on with that. You know, I mean, it's to me, chick flicks are just,
it could have gone there. Now, there are flicks that are more specifically for chicks.
Yes.
You know, like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
That is faux show one of those things that guys like us, I'm assuming you've seen it.
I've seen it once, a couple of years ago.
I wrote this.
It's a well-made film.
Yes.
Aside from the blatant and horrifying racism by Andy Rooney.
Yeah, that is like the...
Mickey Rooney. Andy Rooney.
You ever notice how Asians are terrible?
Yeah, the little cotton in the aspirin bottle? Those fucking Asians put it in there.
Mickey Rooney.
I'm going to step back on something here with what you just said. Did I ever tell you the Bill Burr bit about why black guys can get away with saying racist shit that white guys can't get away with? It's because of where they put the noun. A white guy, a black guy. He said, this motherfucking Asian did that. Whereas the black guy is like, this Asian motherfucker. But then, and it's slight, yeah. But if you get, so this Asian motherfucker cuts in front of me in line as opposed to, so I'm there at the grocery store and this motherfucking Asian.
Yeah. That,
there is a slight, there is a little bit of English on that second one that's not there on the first.
A wang that separates just a good story from.
They shave their heads to symbolize. Yep. That they have been defecated on.
Yeah.
It is ever, ever so slight. But damn it if it ain't there.
It's true.
But that Breakfast at Tiffany's, yeah, I only watched it like since I've been a teacher. It was maybe 4 years ago. It was the first time I saw it. And I was like, this is.
Well, Nicole and her mom have a pretty big love for Turner Classic Movies, those classic kind of movies. Mm-hmm. And it's well made by any stretch.
Yeah.
But. As a guy,
yeah.
Above and beyond just the quality of the filmmaking, you just, so this Tiffany's place, that's,
yeah.
That does it for you, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned. Sure has a lot of shiny, expensive stuff.
Yeah. See, I read the book right before it, and I kept wondering why George Peppard did the worst job of playing gay man I've ever seen.
Oh, he's gay?
In the book, it's true. It is Truman Capote essentially in the book. Oh, I see. So, yeah.
I don't know. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah. Evidently. So
there's a lot of them. A lot of movies like that where you go, really?
Yeah. This does it for you, huh?
Okay. And it's not necessarily some kind of romantic blah blah blah. It's just one of those movies.
Huckleberry Friend.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Party Girl.
God damn it. Oh, that fucking thing. I don't know why I thought about that movie this week. That thing pissed me off. I like Parker Posey in the Christopher Guest movies. I think she's great in those. She's very funny. But for a fucking while, she was just this inescapable force of nature, as though she was just the only fucking reason the independent film movement exists in this country. And Party Girl was the one they always fucking held her up at. Like, oh, look, Parker Posey, isn't she wonderful? Like, I would have smacked the fucking taste out of her mouth for half that goddamn movie.
Good Lord.
Sorry, I've not expressed my feelings about Parker Posey before. This is me getting into my first fight ever. This is he's still working middle school out. I don't dislike her. It sounds like I dislike her. It's one of those things. If you lived in Austin at that time, when Austin had, you know, Richard Linklater and Robert Rodriguez, and we were like one of the cool little indie places, and you went to film school there, you always heard about Parker Posey, Parker Posey, Parker Posey, Parker Posey. And when I saw her, I was like, huh? And when I watched Party Girl, I was like, she wants to be, so be a fucking librarian.
I it's one of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, Party Girl, it just infuriated
it's
me.
One of them. Mystic Pizza.
All that I wanted from Mystic Pizza was some of that delicious pizza pie. I'm a fan of pizza pie.
Okay, we were promised pizza.
Yeah.
There were fudgicles, Bart.
Yes.
You promised fudgicles. First of all, it's fudgesicles.
So here's the thing. I'm gonna go off here. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to have one of them Brooklyn Pie Company pies during the day.
They good? Because
they're, oh, goddamn, yes.
No idea.
They're like one of the reasons I'm like, the only reason I could have for not moving is because of it's right near me and it's so goddamn good, it pisses me off. But for dinner, I'm just going to go off on a little thing here. A later night dinner. Fucking Jack in the Box munchy meals are so goddamn good. I got one last week. So fucking good.
Oh my God.
And you know me well enough to not have to ask. I got the cheeseburger with the grilled cheese as the top bun. It's fantastic. It really is. Get one, come home and slam a couple of beers just so you can get a fast buzz going. It's the greatest thing in the world, dude. Seriously, it's so fucking good. It should be illegal.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
badass weed.
That is who made those.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. It's the only thing where it's like they looked at the KFC bowl and said, you got the drunk market? Well,
I've got you,
we've
mister.
Got this.
And like the brownies at Domino's for a while. Before they started, before Papa John's fucking put all the chips in the middle of the table with their fucking cookies. You hear about this shit?
No.
Papa John's is now selling pizza-sized cookies.
Whoa!
Exactly.
Whoa.
Every fucking delivery driver in this town stopped at a moment. Like, what?
Cookies? Yeah. It's like the DiGiorno pizza and cookies, except here's a question. What sounds less appetizing? A DiGiorno pizza and cookies pizza and cookies, or a Papa John's pizza and a Papa John's cookie?
Gotta go with DiGiorno on that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Depends on how much beer I've had.
Yeah.
I may not want to get up.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll go at Papa John's.
Right. But
dude, I just want a pizza-sized cookie.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck. Straight edge, I'd want a pizza-sized cookie. So.
Yeah.
Let's wrap your head around that.
Those boxes are great. And the ads might as well have them smoking out of a bong for those boxes. Like, seriously. And they ripped off my fucking punchline. Can't fly. Not with that attitude.
Oh, yes.
I've been saying, you've heard me on that show.
Hugh Downs away.
Get packet fired up. Come along, take a hit from the bong.
Yes. So anyway, DiGiorno pizza and cookies. Great fucking idea.
Yeah, really. It's
killer.
It's true, Sandy.
Fucking great idea. I can't.
This is why you listen to this show.
Yeah.
Chick flicks to this.
This, yeah.
And it's free. That's the other reason.
It's beautiful. You want us to do something different? Pay us.
Pay us.
You know what is the only like straight romantic comedy I think nails it? The one that gets is When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
Because that is how that shit goes sometimes. You know, The first time we met, we hated each other. Then we became friends. And then it just... And the fact that he posed it as a choice. I love that you do this. I love that you do that.
Right.
That it's, you know, it doesn't annoy me anymore. I think it's great because I think you're so fucking cool.
Right. Doesn't matter.
No, you orgasm with sandwiches.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I've been there. Yeah. By the way, did you hear apparently there's a school district in Portland, Oregon that has said that the use of the word sandwich, like peanut butter and jelly sandwich as an example, using that as an example, like in a math class, could be considered racist because they're, you know, what about Hispanic or,
what?
Or yeah.
What?
What if you have someone from a culture that doesn't eat sandwiches?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Oh my fucking God, just tell them no, and then punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Laughing at the mouth here. Jesus Christ, yes. Really?
Their point on it is, if you can call it a point, that, you know, there are some cultures that don't eat sandwiches, and they'll feel... And
guess
here's
what?
The point.
Mexico has fucking sandwiches.
Yeah.
Vietnam has a banh mi. Everyone has a version of a fucking sandwich.
And here's the way I put it. They're like, well, you know, why don't you use torta? Because they like, God, here's the thing. Here's what I will say. If you are listening to the show right now, raise your hand if you know what a sandwich is. Raise your hand if you know what a torta is. I do. Some of you don't. I bet there were more hands up on the first one than the second one. It's not stating anything other than here is a reference that is used for this that is easier. Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
God damn.
That was
really?
Your Parker Posey moment.
Ugh!
Mm-hmm.
Are you lampooning me, Drake?
They are. They fucking are.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Also,
I don't even know what to hit. I'm looking at my... I
might have found a way to make doing the sound drops easier, too. There's a program where if you put in a YouTube URL, it rips the audio out and puts it on your computer as an MP3 that you can put into Audacity and cut the things you want out of it.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. It's called, like, Listen to YouTube or something like that. Yeah. So, just for that. It was dope. But, as I was saying before I went stupid, When Harry Met Sally is fucking good.
Yes, it is.
As is 10 Things I Hate About You. I somewhat enjoyed that. That's the Taming of the Shrew takeoff with Heath Ledger.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, it's not bad. It's not great, but so far as this kind of shit goes. What's weird is back in the day, every once in a while, there'd be one of these rom-com things that I'd want to watch. Not very often, but occasional. I actually had a membership at a video store that was not one of my usuals that I would go to rent those. I had three regular video stores. The only reason I kept a Blockbuster membership was so that I could rent shit like that and not be embarrassed going. It was like when I took Erica to iHeartVideo. I love video, whatever it is,
whatever.
On airport. Cause I was like, this is cool. It's one of the best video stores you'll come across. It's amazing. Right. And she rented Orange County, which is a fine movie, but like there's
not here. Here is for a Polish vampire in Burbank.
Yeah. It's where you can find some like cool shit that you won't be able to rent anywhere else in the state.
But not Black Christmas.
Nope.
Because I still have that VHS, yeah, according to them.
According to them. That VHS. God, how quaint does that feel at this moment? And VHS, you know.
Yes.
You still have it. I'll show it to you on the shelf.
Yeah, but you mean this? This one here that I'm holding in my hand? This physical copy? The only one here that you've ever had?
Yeah.
This one. I have this.
You still have it.
I have this.
Yes, you do.
You wearing a sweater in the store in July? You look, skinny fuck.
Hold on. I just need to have some silk to deal with you real quick. Yes, you have it.
Yeah, you're banned for life.
Look, man.
Fuck you.
Look, man. White belts don't pay for themselves.
No, they fucking don't.
So... Why don't you just calm down?
That's me. Angel of Death. At that store.
Woo. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Woo.
Chicken sandwich, Carl!
Exactly.
We wouldn't want him to do his job!
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why do chicks love Titanic so much?
I don't know. Titanic. The day I saw Titanic, me and my old roommate Dave went to the Gateway Movie Theater, and we saw, I think it was the World Is Not Enough,
mm-hmm,
whichever the second Brosnan was. I think it was The World Is Not Enough.
I think so.
Yeah, we saw that, and then we saw Titanic.
Mm.
And actually, Smile and Lee Shipman was there as well.
Oh.
So that's cool. By the way, they have another show in the works, which I don't remember what it's called, but Lee they got Shipman. Another show as well. He should be congratulated.
Hemlock Grove, available on Netflix.
Yes, available on all Netflix machines everywhere.
Now.
But I remember being fooled by Titanic the first time I saw it, because it is a very, it hits all the fucking numbers. It
that's
is
Cameron.
By
that's
the number, and it tags them all. And I walked out of it like, that was fucking great. And then I watched it again. I was like, It was sort of the Superman Returns feeling.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, God damn, yeah.
Yeah, and then you, wait a minute. Wait a moment.
Yes. This is nonsense.
Yeah.
It's not like Avatar. I was almost falling asleep in the theater when I watched that. That was the fucking worst thing I've ever seen. Is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Ever.
God, I want to get the clip from Parks and Rec. He's the worst person I ever met, and I've met Guy Fieri.
Donkey song.
Oh, God, there was something that I saw recently that looked like it would be served in a Guy Fieri restaurant, and I fucking can't remember it for the life of me. But it was just one of those things where I was like, holy shit, I need to remember that for the show. So, long story short, there is literally no reason for me to have said any of the shit that I just said.
Deep fried otter pops.
Yeah.
I would make it happen. Fieri magic.
Fieri magic. That's right, I'm going to have some Boli.
Deep fried bacon bombs. Oh, I don't remember your whole routine, Patton Oswalt. But it was funny as fuck.
Fucking great on a disc of salted butter. Can I just get a mixed green salad? Hey, I'll suck a cock on the Golden Gate Bridge before I give you a mixed green butter. Oh, man.
That's good shit.
That's so fucking good. I want a giant steak so bad.
Yeah, me too.
I always want a giant steak, though.
Me too.
So.
Hijo, number five.
Number five.
I like number five.
That's true.
So. Yeah.
Let's see. What else is in there? Do you have anything that...
So goddamn sick of looking at this list.
Yeah, really. You look at all that thing. I'm gonna grab your list from you. I'm gonna go through it. Let's see. 16 candles. I saw that once when I was a kid, and it was one that just does it. I don't get it.
All I want to do is slap that other kid in the face for just pining over her the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Annie Hall. Okay. I never saw Bishes.
I don't know.
It doesn't look like something I'd be interested
apparently
in.
Apparently not for us.
No, not at all. It's for groups of women to fucking synchronize with. I think, no, if a group of women watches Beaches, their periods immediately line up together.
Oh,
on
yes.
One viewing, halfway through it, they will all cycle together. It's like going to Lilith Fair. Even if you're a man, your lunar cycle will line up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for your menstruation. Dirty Dancing, another one. Yeah. What the fuck? And there are dudes who are like, this is awesome.
No, it isn't.
Like, no, it's really fucking not. Gone with the Wind, another one that I get why people like it. Mm-hmm. Notting Hill, fuck it, don't care.
No.
Overboard.
Yeah.
One of the finest films ever made.
Yeah, certainly.
Because fucking His Holiness.
Yeah.
You cannot fully insult any movie with Kurt Russell in it. It's not possible.
That's true.
Nodding heads, say Father of the Bride. Okay.
Pride, I don't know why they even called it a chick flick.
Yeah. It's not.
More of a family film.
Yeah. Pride and Prejudice. Haven't seen it. Jane Austen. Don't care.
Broads with the Jane Austen. Not all of you, yeah. Of course, but.
Yeah, and the fucking Colin Firth and all that.
What? What is this?
That's the best expression you've ever made.
What?
I have never seen, nor do I ever care to see, Love Story.
When that tearjerker hit John Q popcorn, hit the Buffalo box office all the way.
That's right.
Love, isn't that the one that love means?
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
That is so not the case.
That is not the case.
If anything, it's the opposite.
Yeah, love means always having to say you're sorry.
All the time.
God damn. Out of Africa.
Oh.
No, sorry. Terms of Endearment. That
Again,
was okay.
That falls in the matrix of Steel Magnolias and Terms of Endearment.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of this.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Timey-wimey family thingy.
What's funny is the sequel to that, to Terms of Endearment, the book, Evening Star, which is also a film. The son is in jail for like manslaughter because something happened where he killed his girlfriend. His girlfriend, named Julie, who came from an enlisted Air Force family in San Antonio.
Oh, dear. Someone was being stalked.
Yes. Not the weirdest, though. The weirdest is the guy who baptized me in the Catholic Church. It was a Father Mike Kinney down in San Diego. He's a good-looking dude. And they found out years later that the diocese had been paying for the children he had out of wedlock with a woman named Julia Phelps.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that is weird.
That is weird as shit. You know what's even weirder? Fried green tomatoes. I don't know anything about it. No desire to have ever seen it.
I saw it in the theater.
Really?
I can't remember with who.
I
think it was with the same person I saw Straight Talk with back in 92.
Motherfucking Dolly Parton.
But I didn't see it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
public sex. Not really. Not really. It was that awkward teenager.
Oh, that awkward teenager we're making
out. Oh, it feels like if I kiss you over your eye.
Yeah.
Just stupid shit.
I'm going to smell your hair for a little bit now. Yeah, just
that
I can.
Uncomfortable, heavy petting in a theater.
I had that happen.
Oh, Lord.
At The Vanishing. Which wow. Just somehow went on a date with this chick. And we were fucking making out like. And I don't know where it came from. We're watching The Vanishing. It was grand. There is no making out as gross as a fucking teenager's making out.
Oh, no. Yeah, that is.
It is just like fucking spit flying and just sounds.
Like two animals trying to eat each other's faces.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, not being able to take a bite.
Uh-huh.
Just. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like somebody trying to gum a fucking Subway sandwich down.
it's just awful.
Horrifying.
Awful.
Horrifying.
I'm eat this watermelon without teeth. Right here in the front row so everybody can see. Oh, God.
Oh, man. God.
And try doing that in South Texas, man.
Wow.
It's rough.
Let's see. Steel Magnolias. Again, yeah, that's to calm the fuck down, ladies. Legally Blonde.
Nope.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh,
that's a film. That's a film.
That is definitely one that I don't get. But, yeah. Hey, I'm not meant to.
Yeah. Love Actually.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
I have.
Don't really.
It's all right.
It's not bad. It's okay. It's okay.
No big deal.
You've Got Mail.
Oh, yes. This is the
one. Talk about some shit that's dated right off the fucking bat.
Very dated, and that falls in the same as a lot of those 90s to early 2000s rom-coms and romantic movies.
Mm-hmm.
City of Angels, all that kind of
stuff.
Oh,
God damn.
Everybody, everyone has not the best clothes. I wouldn't dress like that, but look at me.
Yeah.
Nice clothes, a nice apartment, plenty of money, plenty of time.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a real fucking world where you have to bust your ass every goddamn day in the blue collar, you don't have time to sit around and worry about or go get coffee with a person that may or may not buy out your bookstore.
Yeah.
Everybody's wealthy. Everyone has fabulous stuff. It all looks like it came from the fucking Pottery Barn.
Yeah. It all looks like a Crate and Barrel commercial.
Yes. Everything. Mm-hmm. Ooh, is that a J. Crew sweater?
Well, yes, it is.
And you're like, yeah, dude, yeah. I need a J. Crew sweater.
My fucking Land's End shoes. Yes. And
Eddie Bauer. Yeah. Fucking truth.
It really is.
Ridiculous. So.
Followed that one up with, they were no longer little girls. They were little women.
Yeah.
No, don't care. No. Oh, goddamn. One of these I've never seen. See, then of course the Moulin Rouge, which Gayote. that's like fucking second episode reference right there.
It is.
By the way, almost at 200. February will be 200 of these fucking things that we've done.
Be up to 200 hits as well.
I know.
No, not really.
Fingers crossed. And I've never seen The English Patient.
Nor have I.
Never. And I don't care to. It looks dumb. Actually, no, I can't even say it looks dumb. It looks like what? The previews for it are a quantity. They're
someone
a mystery.
Having an affair?
I don't know. They are a mystery wrapped in an enigma, smothered in secret sauce. I have no idea
sauce.
What the fuck that shit's about.
Donkey sauce.
It's going to be a munchitation situation.
It's so true. It really is.
So there's that.
Jesus. So yeah, that's kind of our... Kind of our thoughts on the
in general.
In general,
if you
have
some suggestions, you can send them to us
at thefilmthugs@gmail.com, or if you want to be part of one of our question and answer shows, we are thugquestions@gmail, Twitter, Facebook. You can call us at 512-666-RANT and just tell us a story about anything. Don't give a fuck what it is. Just call and tell us a story. We're also on Skype at @the_film_thugs. More importantly, check out our website for information about donating to Amadeo's Army. We are hitting the time of year when we need to stop being selfish pricks, which should just be all year.
Yeah.
But as we are nearing Christmas time, here's a special pressure to be human.
But more specifically, our audience.
Yeah, our audience.
Yeah,
definitely.
Pricks.
Yeah. Yep. Pricks. There's an awesome kid with just, you know, a dad.
He's
okay. But this awesome kid who's got
great ass.
His dad's got like a powerful jaw and like perfect hair. So take that as you will.
There you go.
The kid is awesome. He has muscular dystrophy. Help out, sons of bitches.
Yeah.
In addition, I think we need to do what 10 Minute Podcast did. We need to come up with, over the next few days, at some point, send me a list of the 5 things on Amazon that you think everyone needs to have, and I will put together a list of the Film Thugs 10 Essentials.
Oh, I'm going to have fun with this.
And that's going to be up on our website with this show, hopefully. So let's see. I think we covered pretty much everything. You want T Fury shirts? Check it out through our website and Amazon. All of that is Christmas season.
Stuff.
Before you do your Christmas shopping through any of those things, let us know. And remember, until next week, remember, never get less than 12 hours sleep. Never play card with a guy who has the same first name as a city. Never get involved with a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her body. Stick to that. Everything else is cream cheese.
You want to know our secrets?
Think that paycheck is in any way a slight to their integrity? Are you fucking kidding me? Pay them. Pay them double. Pay them now. It's about fucking time.